Jackie Robinson, I think it's safe to say this guy was courageous beyond belief. Here's Jackie Robinson from many, many years ago.
A couple of the fellows decided they were going to try to propose a boycott, a strike, and that they would attempt to get all the fellows on. I think it was Pee Wee Reese whose strength was, you know, quite good. Dixie wanted to know, how can you, a Southerner, not participate in this so-called boycott? But Pee Wee, from the outset, felt that if I were the only white guy trying to break into all black league, I'd want somebody to be my friend. And he says, if Jackie Robinson has the ability and he can make it, that's all I'm going to ask.
Good old number 42, Jackie Robinson. Journalist and baseball lover Ed Henry reveals for the first time in this New York Times bestseller, and we talked about this book previously, that the kind of a whole backstory of faith that guided Jackie Robinson. This guy was the perfect guy at the perfect time to integrate Major League Baseball with the help of Branch Rickey. And Jerry Reinsdorf, the chairman of the White Sox, played a big part in the writing of this book. And Ed Henry, the chief, or Fox News chief national correspondent, will be in town tomorrow to sign copies of the book down at 35th and Bilvec Drive before the game. So we welcome back to the program, Ed Henry. We'll talk more about Jackie.
Thanks for having me back, John and Ray.
Hey, thanks for having us, Ed, or thanks for joining us, Ed. First, describe once again for our listeners if they missed it, Chairman Reinsdorf's big part he plays in this book.
Well, I mean, first of all, he's a character in the book because I had been told by a lot of publishers over the last 10 years that there was nothing new on Jackie Robinson, and I can lay out for you what I have. And as you said, it made the New York Times bestseller list. I think it's been validated. I'm very grateful for that. But, you know, it's all about Jackie Robinson's faith and how that played sort of the secret ingredient, if you will. And I believed, really, that I was being pushed to write this book because every time that a publisher told me, no, 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 I'd have a moment that would push me and give me hope. And one of those was a friend of mine introduced me to Jerry Reinsdorf 3 or 4 years ago, and we were sharing a cigar. You know he likes cigars. I said, you know, I'm trying to work on a book about Jackie Robinson. I was really at wit's end. And he said, I was at Jackie Robinson's first game. I said, what are you talking about? And I really personally saw it, I'm not making this up, like a sign from God that he put me together with the chairman because I had never met him before. And we start talking. And here's a man who's running two franchises, as you know, and yet he never put me off on a personal assistant. He gave me a cell phone. And we'd have long conversations by phone when he was in Chicago or Arizona and I was in Washington, D.C., you know, writing my book proposal. And then once I had, you know, the contract with HarperCollins, I'm not making this up. I'd send him copies, Jerry Reinsdorf. And at the age of 79, 80 years old at the time, he'd copy-edit the book. He copy-edited this New York Times bestseller because he's such a baseball fan. He corrected things about games. I mean, this is a guy who jokes, you know, Jerry does. Don't ask me what I did yesterday, but I can tell you exactly who pitched and what the count was, you know, on October 3rd, 1951. His memory is so sharp.
And Reinsdorf, growing up in Flatbush, mm-hmm. He had a chance, and I know this is in your book. Tell us about him playing stickball with a guy named Duke Schneider.
Yeah, I mean, he tells this great story in 42 Faith, and you can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere. And he basically says that Duke Schneider lived down the street, and he would take the subway to Ebbets Field. And one day, because a lot of the young moms would bring the baby strollers out and watch stickball because they thought Duke Schneider was sort of a handsome young guy. And one day they had the baby strollers out there, and the Dodgers were playing, and Jerry Reinsdorf was playing in the street, and they're waiting for Duke Schneider to come and play with them. Somebody hits sort of a home run, but it lands in a baby carriage. Thankfully, the baby was not hurt or anything. And the mom, took the ball. And the kids are like, hey, give us back this Spalding. And she said, no, I will only give it back to Duke Schneider. So the kids were basically crying because they couldn't play stickball until Duke Schneider got off the subway stop and said, Duke, go get the ball, because the mom wanted to shake hands with this dashing, you know, center fielder. So, I mean, you know, we just don't get to touch the players in that way now. I mean, you know, if there's a lot of reasons. I don't just blame it on the players. It's the social media and, you know, the media in general and, you know, the contracts and the salaries. But Jerry Reinsdorf as a kid in Flatbush really got to get up close and personal with folks like Duke Schneider. And I tell you, he tells me that his one great regret in life is Jerry one day gets into the bleacher seats at Ebbets Field and you'd pay, I forget, 25, 50 cents. And if you were the first ones there, you'd take the front row because they were not assigned seats. And he said somebody tapped him on the shoulder and told he and his friend, hey, you want to be on the Jackie Robinson radio show? And he thought the guy was tricking him and wanted to take his front row seat. And he said, I'm not, you're making this up. He said, no. Well, you know, a half hour later, a couple of kids come sit behind Jerry and say, we just were on the Jackie Robinson radio show. And he realized he blew it. He said, that was my one chance to meet Jackie Robinson, and I blew it.
Ed, where will you be tomorrow? At what time so fans of Jackie Robinson, Sox fans, yeah, Jerry Reinsdorf can come say hello?
We got a bunch of books. Mr. Reinsdorf, kind enough to invite me out there. Guaranteed Rate Field, of course, as you know. Concourse, Section 158, you know, roughly an hour or so before the game. I hope to be there all set up. And during the first few innings of the game, Cubs, Sox, you know, you can put aside the rivalry and just come out and celebrate a great American hero in Jackie Robinson. The book is 42 Faith, the rest of the Jackie Robinson story. I'll have copies. I'll sign it. I'll take pictures. I hope to see folks out at the game.
Sounds fun. You know, you listen to this, you listen to how much Reinsdorf loves baseball, and we all knew that he dug the championships with the Bulls. But, you know, there's hope for this White Sox team in the near future.
Yeah, and he's made the Basketball Hall of Fame. I see that his good friend, Bud Selig, is making the Baseball Hall of Fame this year, and Mr. Reinsdorf will be there to celebrate his friend. And I certainly hope in the next few years that I come on your show to talk about 42 Faith and celebrate Jerry Reinsdorf's induction to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I think it would be well-deserved.
All right, Ed, have a terrific day. Safe travels here, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon at the
Chicago, guys.
Guaranteed Rate.
Take care.
Take care. There's Ed Henry, and the book is 42 Faith, Jackie Robinson's Branch Rickey, and the Hidden Hand of God that Changed History.
The windup, and here comes Robinson, trying to steal home. He's safe, says the ump. He's out, says Yogi Berra, and brother, is Yogi hopping.